Today's hip-hop often concerns itself with the realities of everyday life. But the self-expression and energy in the form are continuing to evolve. The latest incarnation is a young artist changing the face of devotional music in America. MC Yogi combines hip-hop and rap with Indian spirituality and chanting in his new album, Elephant Power. The title is an homage to the Indian elephant god Ganesh. MC Yogi told on Strange Champs what life was like for him before he discovered yoga.
Well, you know, I used to be a graffiti artist, and I ended up in jail a couple times and got arrested and, you know, found myself in some pretty unfriendly situations. And, you know, it was just sort of on the wrong track. Didn't really know who I was, where I was going, why I was here, and was always searching for that, you know, that thing to sort of reunite or reconnect me. And, you know, when I first stepped onto the yoga mat, there was just a huge affirmation. The yoga practice was what I've been looking for this whole time, and yoga sort of reminded me of, you know, just to breathe, to be present, to really be in my heart. That was just a huge realization for me.
Do you remember what the first time was, when it first occurred to you that you could make rap music, hip-hop music, based in yoga?
My wife and I, Amanda, have a yoga studio in Northern California, up in a small town called Point Reyes Station, which is about an hour north of San Francisco. And it's called Yoga Toes Studio. And we actually got married in the studio. And during the reception, we had, you know, a big celebration, family, friends. And one of my good friends, Ross Evans, was dancing to we had the Beastie Boys was playing Brass Monkey, which is, you know, one of my favorite hip-hop songs of all time. And while the song was playing, Ross started pointing toward this statue of Hanuman, which is, he's a brass monkey, and he was on the altar. And I sort of had a light bulb moment. I was like, wow, you know, this is the culture I grew up with, and I'm really sort of hungry. I really have this strong desire to hear the messaging of yoga that's really conscious, that's not, you know, negative or violent or derogatory toward women, because I still love hip-hop culture. You know, the breakdancing, the graffiti, the MC, just the whole vibe is just so, it's so powerful, it's so uplifting. So when I had that sort of light bulb moment of integrating the yoga tradition into the hip-hop culture, it was a huge flash in my mind. And, you know, it was at our marriage, so it was literally wedding these two things that I love so much.
Well, we have to play some of Rock on Hanuman.
All right.
One of your most famous songs.
Hanuman G, son of the wind, lord of the monkeys, Rama's best friend. You eliminate illusion and destroy all sin, and you're known as Shiva's incarnation. You're the champion of truth with the thunderbolt body, the mighty monkey god who embodies bhakti. You're the breath of Ram, prana shakti. You achieve victory like the movie Rocky. You carry a club to smash the thugs. You're the perfect servant, the embodiment of love. You're the face of grace, and your heart is pure. You make the whole demon race tremble when you roar. In service of the Lord, you're the demon destroyer, also known as the king of all warriors. Your compassion and action, devotion in motion, with the strength to leap the length of the ocean.
Well, that song we recorded with Krishan Das, who is an amazing kirtan singer. Kirtan is a form of call and response chanting that comes from India. And one of the reasons why I love kirtan so much is because it's very similar to hip-hop. You know, when you go to a hip-hop concert, you know, the MC or the DJ often goes, say ho, ho. And so we just kind of flip it and we say om. So it's sort of that same, it's the same vibe, you know, getting people sort of engaged. And what I love about kirtan is it's not just about the artist. You're not just going to watch someone perform, but it's about everybody. It's about the community. And Krishan Das is an incredible kirtan artist, and I had an amazing opportunity to collaborate with him on this song, Rock on Hanuman. I also got a great chance to collaborate with Jayutal, Bhagavan Das, who are also incredible kirtan artists. And for me, when I first came to yoga, these were the guys that I was listening to. So to be able to work with them was just a huge honor.
A lot of your songs, like Rock on Hanuman, but there are a bunch of others, I guess you're partly using a lot of Hindu mythology and telling these wonderful stories about the great Hindu gods and goddesses. Are you meaning some of this to introduce young Western audiences to Hindu religion?
I consider my version of the myths to be sort of the comic book version, because I grew up reading comic books and watching cartoons. And, you know, for me, that was my education, because I pretty much flunked out of high school. I was not really engaged. The subject matter wasn't very inspiring to me. I didn't feel like I was very connected. And comic books became my teachers. And, you know, watching cartoons, you know, sitting in front of the TV, a lot of us grew up that way. And so for me, sort of weaving these myths into the hip-hop style. And, you know, I also am a graffiti artist and a graphic designer. So my version, I feel like it's sort of it's for the kid in all of us. And it is a real simplified version, because I want to speak in a language that everyone can understand.
There's another track you've got called Ganesh is Fresh. Where does that one come from?
Ganesh is Fresh. Well, Ganesh is such a beautiful embodiment of, you know, sort of the rich wisdom that the yoga tradition has to offer. I mean, every inch of Ganesh is symbolic for us as yogis. His long flowing trunk reminds us to breathe deep. His big floppy ears remind us to listen. His little eyes remind us to stay focused. You know, his big belly reminds us to really swallow and absorb our experiences. But he's also very light. He rides on this little mouse, so he's this huge creature, but he's also very lighthearted. He's very joyful. And for me, that is so fresh.
Ganesh is so fresh, chilling on his throne, surrounded by incense, fruit and gold, with a heap of sweets piled in his bowl. He guards the gate and protects the threshold. When you're blessed by Ganesh, then you can travel on a sacred journey to an inner temple. He paves the path that leads to your soul, and he's known for removing all obstacles. Now some may think it's illogical, a myth or just philosophical, but Ganesh makes everything possible, because elephant power's unstoppable.
Huge ally on the path. He's taught me a lot, how to get out of my own way. In life, the biggest obstacle is always ourself. So Ganesh is not only the remover of obstacles, he is considered the obstacle itself. So when you're right up against it and you're struggling and it feels like you're right in the thick of it, it's like there's a huge elephant in the way. And that elephant is, you know, your own mind, your own perceptions, your own beliefs. And just remembering to breathe deep, to drop back into the heart, to listen, to be in the moment, to be present, to remember that life is truly sweet. You know, it's a blessing and a gift. Then the path starts to open up and we can flow with grace again. So for me, the word fresh means to be, you know, really present. Because when something's fresh, it means it's right now. Yoga teaches us that the only way you can really experience yoga is right now in the present moment. So Ganesh is a great reminder of that.
So do you think this is a direction that hip-hop music is moving? Because it had its origins in music that tended to be much more misogynistic, often glorified, you know, money, sex, violence, or at least that's what critics of hip-hop still complain about. Is it moving in a more devotional direction?
Well, hip-hop also originated, it was born in the Bronx, and it came during a time where there was, you know, really intense poverty in New York, and hip-hop was a way to bring community together. I mean, hip-hop artists would literally go out into the park with their huge sound system, and, you know, it was a way to sort of deter people from gang culture. That's where breakdancing came from. You know, instead of fighting, people started dancing and you know, channeling that aggression and that energy, and the same with rap battling. And so, yeah, hip-hop sort of veered in that sort of overly masculine direction, but so did our whole culture. And hip-hop is always a reflection of where we're at. So do I think hip-hop is going to be more devotional for myself? Yeah, because that's where I am. So I feel like hip-hop is always going to be a reflection of where we are as a culture. And, you know, I hope, I pray that it becomes more devotional and more community-based and gets back to its roots. And I think that I could definitely see that happening.
Was there one more song you want to choose to take us out with?
Let's play Be the Change, the story of Mahatma Gandhi.
Oh, I love that one. You want to tell us something about it?
Well, Gandhiji has always been a real incredible role model for me. And we all need role models. We all need people that we can aspire to be like. And in yoga, they talk about the Sangha, about surrounding yourself with like-minded people, people that really create that supportive atmosphere and environment for you to rise into your own greatness. And when I first started practicing yoga, I was reading a lot of books, and I read Gandhi's autobiography. And when I was traveling through India, I had the opportunity to spend time at his ashram and really see how Gandhi lived, which was, you know, he was really the father of the Indian Revolution, but he was also a huge proponent of sustainability before that was popular or even cool. He was talking about organic living and not living beyond our means. And so, you know, for me, Gandhi is just a huge testament of how one person can create a huge change in the world, and to never underestimate the power that we have as individuals and as a community to really shift the direction of our culture.
Gandhi was a very great leader, but before all that, he was shy and meager. As a young child, he was just like you and me, before he became Mahatma Gandhi. The word Mahatma, it means great soul, and it's inside of us just waiting to unfold. If you follow your heart and act real bold, next time it'll be your story that's told. You gotta be the change that you wanna see in the world. Be the change, just like Gandhi. Be the change that you wanna see in the world. Be the change, just like Gandhi.
So when you play this song at any of your concerts, what's the mood like? What's the reaction like?
You know, it's one of my favorite songs to perform because, you know, when it gets to the climax of the song and people are chanting the chorus, which we turn it into an affirmation, I am going to be the change that I want to see in the world. The air is electric. It's like the air is just charged with light. I mean, I feel Gandhi's presence.
I regard myself as a soldier, though a soldier of peace.
MC Yogi's CD is called Elephant Power. He spoke with Anstrengshams.